Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at YSR. Championship week, it is underway. So many questions to answer. Who will be and earn the top seeds on Selection Sunday? And what teams should we be paying attention to? Always a pleasure to have back with us for our weekly college hoops segment, the great Lee Klein, the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, and now co-host at YSR of the new college basketball program, Saturday mornings, 10 to 11 Eastern Time. And it is titled That Bracket Show. He's teamed up with Christian Dyer. Good evening, Lee. How are you?
Doing great. I'm pumped. I'm excited. The adrenaline's flowing. The selection show just 48 hours away. It's hard to believe. So I'm really excited. Great conference tournament play, and then I'm getting ready for the bracket to be unveiled.
Well, this is such an exciting time of year, and I'm always looking for pointers on how to fill out my bracket. And I understand you've got some special guests coming on tomorrow's program, and they can kind of give me the do's and don'ts, right?
Yeah, we have Ed Fang from the Power Rank coming on.
Nice.
Ed's one of these PhD guys from Stanford that figured out in 2008 how to put that into figuring out college basketball tournament play. So we have him on. So that's going to be a highlight, and give all readers and all listeners an edge to what to expect when they're looking and staring at the unpredictable bracket that we will have.
There is a lot of unpredictability. The CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, Lee Klein, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to our show and all of our amazing hosts right here at our national network. That is podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Well, obviously, big news this week too, Lee. We want to get into the coach of the year in the Big 12 conference, and what a turnaround and an amazing job that Tubby Smith has done. I know that they lost against TCU on Wednesday night at the Big 12 conference tournament, but you really got to tip your hat to Tubby Smith.
No question about it. He inherited a team that won 11 games, had incremental progress, 14 wins, 13 wins, and then this year 19 wins, including signature victories, you know, beating Texas and Oklahoma and Iowa State and Baylor. Really an incredible job with the Texas Tech team that's got some really good young pieces. So I think we're going to be hearing about Tech, not just in this tournament, but we're going to be hearing about them for a while.
You know, Tubby Smith, too, Lee, he's got that reputation with his ability to rebuild teams. You just look at his track record, his resume. He's been the head coach at Tulsa, Georgia, Kentucky, of course, won a national title, and Minnesota. And it's nice to see him bounce back there in Lubbock. He's just done a remarkable job.
And I have to believe, Alyssa, they are missing him in Minnesota right about now, after the Gophers finished their real rough season. But, you know, Tubby Smith's a class act. He's someone that not only makes you better on the court, but makes you better in life. Really a tremendous person amongst everything, a true Hall of Famer. And he has the Texas Tech program in a very competitive Big 12 conference, competing on a nightly basis and looking now, looking forward to postseason play.
How has Tubby Smith advanced the Red Raiders in such a short period of time? Because they've made significant progress, Lee.
Well, I think when you talk about someone who's won a national championship and understands how to prepare for big games, how to motivate guys to get them locked in, who, you know, no moment's too big for him. He's been there. He's done that. So I think that's a big advantage as you're tutoring these young kids and trying to let them know what we need to do to be successful. And by having been successful, the buy-in is that much greater.
Hey, Lee Klein with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You got to check out his new show. Week two, of course, is going to be tomorrow morning, 10 to 11 Eastern Time, Saturday mornings, right here at YSR. They're going to break it all down for you, get you guys ready for Selection Sunday. And as we start off our conversation talking about Tubby Smith being nominated and selected as the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year, what was your reaction? I mean, some didn't agree with that necessarily. They thought that Bill Self should have received it.
Well, there's always that. You know, Kansas every year has, for the last decade plus, has won won the conference. You could say Bill Self's worthy every year they won, but you're not going to have them 12 times in a row be Coach of the Year. So I think that when we talk about Coach of the Year, what we're looking for in these respective conferences is who did we not expect to be successful? Who found success despite people, whether it be facing adversity or having turnaround like Texas Tech had, plus 6-game turnaround from the prior year, and they're still playing. So I think that was one of the factors. But Bill Self, one of the best coaches, should and maybe next month be announced for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. He is due. Just a tremendous, and look, you got Lon Kruger at Oklahoma. Is a great coach. Shaka Smart at Texas has done a great job. He's a great coach. This conference is quietly becoming its own little cradle of coaches.
Well, let's dissect and rank this year's coaching job by Bill Self. It's important, I think, that we don't take for granted what he was able to accomplish, and did a tremendous job leading the Jayhawks to their 12th consecutive Big 12 regular season championship. And as you said, you're talking about one of the premier conferences in all the country. That is not easy. It's a dogfight and survival of the fittest in the Big 12.
No question. And when you look at, what's been so amazing when you look at his run is, again, last year, you had the great Kelly Oubre go to the NBA, Cliff Alexander, who didn't have, let's say, the best freshman year at Kansas. But these are guys you were hoping to develop. They go right to the NBA. You've got to replace them. This is coming after, having to replace Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid the year prior. So it's incredible when you consider that he's able to do it again without not missing a beat, just keeps it rolling. And it's probably the least amount of NBA, lottery picks when we look at this team compared to what he's produced. Some of the guys that they thought might flip around and be one and done, clearly going to take a little longer. But I think what he's done, again, everyone to really embrace your role and be part of something bigger than self, no pun intended, I think is really what's defined this team and made it one of his best coaching jobs that I can remember.
The familiar voice of Lee Klein is back with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're getting you ready for Selection Sunday. And, of course, the Jayhawks, are they going to be your national title favorite, and why?
Well, you're talking to a guy who's picked them. They won the title in 2008. I must have picked them 3 or 4 times since then, and have been ripping up my bracket each year. So Kansas is going to be, once again, a prohibitive favorite. I think they'll be, them and Michigan State will be America's choice. I like to see how the bracket goes, but I'd say they're the team to beat. They are by far the team to beat in order to find a way to cut down the nets and win 6 in a row right there in Houston.
All right, let's have some fun. Who are you going to project are going to be the top 4 seeds?
I think it'll be Villanova.
Okay.
Kansas, Michigan State, and then the Dandy's going to be, now you put in a hat, whether it's the ACC conference champion winner, or can someone, can Oklahoma, do they have enough? So there's, I think the 3 spots are locked in: Kansas, Michigan State, Villanova. And it's the 4th spot that there's probably 4 or 5 teams that have a legitimate argument, the ACC winner being one, and as well as Xavier and the Big Ten winner, if it's not Michigan State. Those teams have a legitimate argument to be worthy of being on that top line.
He is the CEO of 5-Star Basketball Camp, co-host of That Bracket Show, 10 to 11 Saturday mornings, right here at our national network, Yahoo Sports Radio. Lee Klein, thank you so much, Lee.
It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Stay close.